Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk. The City Auditor Candidates Forum, brought to you by Golden Security Bank.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years. This special edition of Straight Talk, the City Auditor Candidates Forum, is brought to you by Golden Security Bank, Southern California's source for fast, friendly, and flexible commercial real estate loans.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to the Long Beach City Auditor Candidates Forum. Our guests are the two candidates running for City Auditor of Long Beach, the incumbent Gary Burrows and his opponent Laura Wilson Dowd. Welcome both of you to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Art.
Laura Dowd, you are a certified public accountant, a certified fraud examiner. You have a law degree. You are a former auditor with the city auditor's office, and you are currently the current controller of the water replenishment district here in Southern California. Why are you running for city auditor?
Well, Art, thank you for having me. I think it's really time for a change. You know, I was born in this great city of Long Beach. This is my home. This is my love. This is my life. And, you know, our city is in some financial crisis. And I just felt that the incumbent has been in office for 14 years. He was there 6 years before, so a total of 20 years. Nobody stepped up to challenge this important race. Many people don't even realize that we have a city auditor. And I felt it was time to bring attention to the fact that our city does have a city auditor. And during these really financially challenging years, the city auditor's role is vital in this. And over the past 12 out of the past 14 years, the city council has adopted a structurally unbalanced budget. And we didn't hear much from the city auditor's office. So I really felt it was time to step up and get involved.
Very good. Gary Burrows, you are the incumbent. As was just mentioned, you have been the city auditor for almost 14 years. You've been with the auditor's office for almost 20 years. You were formerly partner in charge of the Two Schwartz office in Topeka. And I'm sure, are proud of your record, and explain why the people should reelect you.
Well, number one, this is a very large city in this state. We're the fifth largest city in the state of California. We have over $1 billion worth of cash and investments. We have financial statements that are utilized by financial houses and institutional buyers of bonds and throughout the nation, actually. They rely on the financial statements that are issued by the city. Those financial statements include the attest function opinion from my office. And as a result of that, I think we have an excellent set of financial statements which have been relied upon with credibility by the bondholders and institutional users of those financial statements. Secondly, we're an office that has very proud of our record in terms of advising the city on whether it's budget issues or financial issues. In fact, in the last 4 years, we have actually returned to this city over $100 million, in either cash or savings, to this city. That's extremely important, and also protecting that $1 billion worth of assets. You and I had a show some years ago about Orange County. We're not going to have that problem in Long Beach.
Very good. Laura, in your campaign mailing piece, you state, quote, before we raise taxes, we should make sure we are collecting the money that is owed to the city. Are you suggesting that we're not doing that?
Well, there is a real lack of confidence in the community right now that we are not collecting all the money that's due to the city. I have been out there knocking on doors, meeting the community, and talking to people about their real concerns that they have. I think the Queen Mary is a real example of the fact that we didn't collect the money that was due to the city. They were taking rent credits against the revenue that was owed, and these rent credits were brought up in financial management. Questions were raised. What substantiated these rent credits? And the city auditor never questioned them. He never challenged them. He never audited these rent credits. And as a result, the city has lost millions of dollars worth of revenue.
Gary, as we all know, one of the city auditor's responsibilities is to collect monies due the city. You are the city auditor. Have you been collecting the monies due the city?
Absolutely, Art. In fact, I just mentioned $100 million. In fact, it's actually $108 million. And in reference to the Queen Mary, we're not in charge of that. My office is not in charge of that agreement. That was really ran through the city manager's office, from city manager to the financial management of our city, to the city attorney's office, and actually to the contract oversight group. None of those people challenged the rent credits from the Queen Mary. It was only the city auditor's office that ultimately audited those credits, asked for $3.5 million at the time. And following my work, that was even backed up by a Staubach report, which even supported our conclusions.
Gary, Laura's campaign piece, and I actually addressed this to Laura, you're running on five I's, I guess: independence, information, initiative, innovation, and integrity. And the first heading, independence, says putting public interest above special interest. Are you suggesting that your opponent is not doing that?
Well, yes, I believe that his job is to look out for the best interests of the city, the city auditor, to be independent. That's the real fundamental reason why we have a city auditor, as a check and balance for what is happening down at City Council. The city auditor's duty is to be a voice for the people, to represent the people. The city auditor owes an allegiance to the people.
And are you suggesting that the incumbent is not doing that?
Yes, I am. I think back to the Queen Mary, just to talk about that a little bit more, it wasn't until it was exposed that he had signed his name to a written confirmation allowing those rent credits did he go back and do the audit. The audit was done after this whole thing was exposed by a political activist. So.
Gary, you are supposed to be independent. It's a responsibility of the office. Your comment on
I would agree with my opponent that we are supposed to be independent. That's why we're independently elected. I would just disagree with her that we have been independent. In fact, I think that's what the bondholders believe. That's what the citizens of our community believe. That's what I think the leadership of this community believe. They have trusted, I think, in the independence of my office. The voice of my office has been a very prominent voice in this community and is recognized by the leadership of this community, I believe. That's where I would just disagree with her. We have a very good bond rating today, and part of that is because of the integrity of our financial statements and the independence of my office and my communication with the actual rating agencies themselves.
Very good. Okay, we're going to be continuing this discussion at the end of this segment and the other two segments. We're going to put up the website address or telephone number for the candidates. We urge all of you to get involved in the candidate and supporting the candidate of your choice. Send them a few bucks. Work on the campaign. We'll be back after these messages.
Power lines are highways for electricity we must maintain to keep a steady flow. And as California's power needs grow, more lines are needed to keep electricity flowing reliably. That's why Edison has committed $9 billion to upgrade the system of wires that serve Southern Californians. It's an investment in reliability that benefits everyone in our state, and an important step we're taking to help build the future for Edison customers. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember. Polly's, 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
The Ultimate Speed Festival, the 32nd annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 7th through 9th. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster, the Grand Prix box office, or at longbeachgp.com.
Welcome back. We're continuing our discussion with the candidates for city auditor, Gary Burrows and Laura Wilson Dowd. Gentlemen, lady, one of the issues in not only your campaign, but also in the campaign for mayor is this whole question of the pensions, the increase in the pension costs, the structural deficit of the city. And Laura, you've been commenting that you hold your opponent responsible in part for this pension spike. And you state in your campaign brochure that he approved budget busting, public employees retirement system that increased his own retirement to nearly $120,000 per year for the rest of his life at taxpayers' expense. Would you explain that statement?
Sure. In 1999, the city auditor identified that the city's pension fund was superfunded or overfunded. He argued that the city could stop making all contributions to the fund because the investment earnings alone were enough to cover it. Well, what he failed to warn the council was it was only overfunded as long as the stock market stayed the same, as long as everything stayed the same. And we know that things did not stay the same. The stock market did not stay the same. As soon as the city stopped making contributions, the market began to decline. And after the events of 9/11/2001, the market continued to decline. But not only did the city stop making contributions and the market declined, but in 2002, City Council voted to increase pensions 2.7 at 55, which was a great cost. And there was no voice of warning from the city auditor warning the city council what the risks, the costs, the dangers, the long-term effects that would have on our budget. There was no independent audit report. It was the biggest financial decision the city council made over the past 4 years, and the city auditor was absent. At both of those meetings, there was no voice of warning.
Okay, the city auditor is sitting right here. Your response?
Well, my opponent characterizes $3 million as the largest financial decision that this council has made in the last 4 years. I assume that's what she means.
Where are you getting the $3 million?
That's what the cost of the enhancement to the pension benefits is, and that comes from PERS. $3 million is what the cost is, and it is an annual cost. It's not $20 million, it's not $50 million, it's not some huge, humongous number. It is $3 million for the enrichment to the miscellaneous pension program, which occurred in 2002. The second thing is that the council was warned. We did tell them. In fact, we gave them two things. One, at that time, there were three proposals, three different plans that were being considered by the council. And the counsel was giving documentation and evidence by an outside consultant that I asked to come in and make those presentations to the city council about what the cost would be for each one of those plans. The city council chose actually one of the plans that was in the middle. It was actually the city auditor's recommendation, my recommendation, and demand that in the council letter that goes to the council before they make a decision in a public meeting to describe what the cost of these programs were, and that's included in the council letter, and it was at our insistence that that be included in that letter. I would just ask you to go check the letter.
I have searched for an independent audit report to find out what this information is. I have searched high and low. All of my information has come from the Press Telegram. The city auditor reported in the Press Telegram that it was costing the city, by that decision, $18.8 million over the period from 2004 to 2007. So I'm not sure where he's getting this $3 million. And even if it was $3 million, it's probably because they're amortizing it over a longer period of time to try to hide the cost of what the true cost actually is. And also, $3 million is a lot of money. And we could have 30 additional police officers. We could have an additional day at the library. People out there, when I'm out there meeting people, people are upset. They're upset that the fact that there's been city services that have been cut because these non-safety employees and the city auditor himself benefited from this great retirement.
Well, I opposed at the time the council's vote to increase the pensions. I mean, I'm a professor at Long Beach State. I would have loved to get a 30% increase overnight in my pension. But the question is the proper role of the city auditor. And Gary, your position is that you gave proper notice to the council.
We notified the council. We made sure that we didn't need an audit report because it was included in the council letter. That's the public document. And so that we had the dollar amounts disclosed. I don't know where she gets the 18 million.
So you can
Press Telegram.
You can provide that letter as
sure,
part of the public record.
Document.
Okay.
Document.
Laura, another one of your comments is that Gary Burroughs waived the hotel tax for his political supporters, costing the city over $2 million. Would you explain that?
Sure. In 1999, the city auditor's office put the hotels on notice what it meant to owe the hotel tax, the bed tax. An audit was performed from 1998 to 2000. The city auditor's office identified that there were $2.2 million in uncollected bed tax owed to the city. The city auditor went to the city council with this audit report and stated that $2.2 million was owed. Financial management billed these hotels for the $2.2 million that was owed to the city. The hotels did not turn over the money. The city attorney wrote an opinion stating the non-payment of this amount of money to pay up by the hotels. The attorney's opinion was basically it was a breach of fiduciary trust. It was a conversion of money that the city's, you owe the money. The attorney wrote the opinion. And the next thing you know, the city auditor goes into closed session, and out of that closed session, the city attorney writes a letter to the hotels and states that the money is not owed. But before the closed session, there was a letter from the city auditor to the city attorney stating that he agreed with his friend, who was a developer of one of the hotels that owed the money and also a political contributor.
Okay. Your response?
Some of that's right. We wrote the audit report. We asked for $2.2 million. We took a very aggressive position about the interpretation of our city ordinance. It was actually the city attorney who advised me that on consultation with his staff, and also after being, challenged by the attorney group for the hotels, that the aggressive stance that we took for the $2.2 million wouldn't stand. And it was actually his suggestion that we negotiate a settlement of the claim, because we had prepared a claim, and it was the city attorney, actually, that took the claim, the settlement of that claim, took it to the city council for their authorization and approval, which they did do, and it was actually the city attorney who wrote the letter to the hotels changing not only the ordinance but also changing the claim for the $2 million.
And what was the result? Did any of that
we didn't get the $2 million, but what we did was change the ordinance so that we could collect it on the future.
In the future.
And so we have it right on a go forward. And that's why they had to amend the ordinance at that time.
Okay, the segments go so fast. We'll be continuing our discussion, but first we have to take another pause for these messages.
So sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision haircutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have three convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're back with the candidates for city auditor, and I said that each of them would have the opportunity to address a question to the other, so... Laura, your question first to our city auditor.
Sure. The city auditor has the authority to issue contracts for the financial audit and also for the oil audit. For the past 20 years, the city auditor has given the same contract to the same firm every year for the past 20 years except one. The oil contract, as far as I can go back, he gives the same contract to the same firm every year for the past 14 years. It was common knowledge in our office that he received golf at exclusive country clubs in exchange for these contracts. I've reviewed his Form 700s, and I just wanted to know how is it that he's not reporting those golf gifts that he's receiving from these firms.
Okay.
Access to nice golf courses doesn't mean it's free. It means I may pay for it, or I may reciprocate and take them somewhere to play golf. So I would just tell you I didn't have free golf. I did play golf at nice golf courses. Not a lot, but I do get there occasionally. And I also use those with some of the friends I have, and I've given those as charity. For example, I recently gave it both to St. Mary's and to the Long Beach Symphony through the friendships that I have with some of the memberships of this club.
What about the issue of repeating with the same firms over 20 years?
Two issues there. One is we've had KPMG for almost 20 years. They're a reputable firm. They've done good work for us. We did change once when we had a firm called Ernst & Young. They worked for us for 1 year, but they got rid of their partners. They got rid of the partners that had expertise in government work, so we went back to KPMG. We recently actually tested the market, if you will. We talked to other CPA firms about whether or not they would be interested in doing the work for the city of Long Beach. None of them were interested because they don't have large government practices.
And very
on the
quickly, your opponents raised the point of how about giving some work to local firms that are good firms,
sure,
opening it up.
We'd be happy to do that. In fact, I talked to the managing partner of Wines McLowry this morning.
Okay.
Just to confirm two things. One, that I had had a previous conversation with him when we talked to Wines McLowry about doing work for the city of Long Beach, for doing the large audit. And he acknowledged again this morning, he confirmed that he expressed to me that they did not have at that moment the resources, either in people,
okay,
to do it.
We got squeezed on time. Your question to your opponent, Gary.
Laura, this is a large city, fifth largest city in the United States with major audit responsibilities. I do not take this responsibility lightly for this city and for the citizens of our community. When I came here, I had been a partner in a Big Eight public accounting firm with a lot of experience and had done many audits. Would you please tell the community and the voters of our city what audits that you have signed off on up until now?
When I was, I've stated that I worked for the city auditor's office for 3 years. I performed financial audits for the harbor department, for the water department. I went on to become an accounting manager at a CPA firm in Los Angeles. We did financial engagements, we did turnaround audits, we did performance audit, internal control audits, forensic accounting audits. I've also, at the water replenishment district, I spearheaded the state audit. This water replenishment district was under their third state audit. I took control of that. They had failed their last two audits. We passed our third and final audit by my lead and what I did. And there were some major financial transactions in that audit that I was a supervisor over and represented.
Very good. We've come to the time for closing statements. Gary Burrows, you have 1 minute to address the people of Long Beach.
Ladies and gentlemen from the city of Long Beach, thank you very much for your time. I'm glad you're watching this show tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to have served you as your elected city auditor for the past 14 years. We have emphasized professionalism, independence, and communication with the public. We have accomplished that, and I think for the teamwork that we have, the professional team that's been established, and the work product, mainly bringing, just in the last 4 years, $100 million back into the city coffers, and also to gain a double A-minus bond rating with the bond rating agencies for the federal government.
Thank you very much. Laura Wilson Dowd, you have a minute.
Thank you. As I've been out in the community and talking with people, I've just noted that there's such a definite need for a change. That's what I hear every single day. There is this very sad and overwhelming distrust with the leaders. We need to establish trust. As your city auditor, I would be independent. I would be a voice for the people. I would look out for your best interest. I would attend city council meetings. I would speak up for you. I will represent you. When you think about what the city auditor's product is, it's information. I will provide you with information. I will keep an updated website. I'll let you know what is happening and where your tax dollars are going and ensure that they're being spent wisely. I'll take the initiative to find the revenue due. I'll be innovative. The office needs to be invigorated in a big way. I'll represent you with integrity and restore honesty to this very important position. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank both of our guests for joining us. It's a very important office, and it's so important that you, the citizens and voters of the community, participate in the election for this and the other offices on the April 11th ballot. Support the candidate of your choice. Give them a call, work with them, and make democracy work and flourish in our city. Again, thank both of our guests for joining us. Thank you at home for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com. This special edition of Straight Talk, the City Auditor Candidates Forum, has been brought to you by Golden Security Bank, Southern California's source for fast, friendly, and flexible commercial real estate loans.